Hello?
Hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything. I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Christine?
Yeah.
Hi. You live in Phoenix, Arizona, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going the right direction, or do you feel that have gotten off on the wrong track?
I mean, I think that Phoenix is growing. Businesses are coming to Phoenix, but I do think that the cost of living and housing and inflation have gotten really high.
So would you say that that would be the wrong track, the right direction?
I'd say it just depends on what the topic was.
Okay. They're just saying about generally speaking, everything. Not just one specific thing. Do you feel that it's going in the right direction?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Lavine area is again?
No, it's clear.
Thank you. Okay. Let's see. And what year were you born?
1978.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black? Hispanic or Latino?
White.
White, thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and a 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavine. Better public transportation options, 1 to 5.
Better, sorry, what options?
Public transportation options. Go ahead.
Definitely. I mean, I'd say 4.
Okay. Thank you. How about more good paying jobs? 1 to 5.
Probably. I'll just go with 4 again. I mean, good paying jobs is good.
Mm-hmm. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses? 1 to 5.
4.
Thank you. How about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
I'm just going to, sorry, I keep doing the same thing because I'm kind of late, so I'll just go with the 4 again.
That's okay. It's okay. It's no right or wrong. More park and recreational opportunities.
Five. I think that we kind of are lacking having that.
Okay. Thank you. How about more dining and entertainment options?
5. That would be good.
Thank you. Better streets and road maintenance.
Probably a 4.
Thank you. Okay. And in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm employed.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there's too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ offices, workers, and other corporate professionals in Lavine? Too many, too few, about the right amount?
Too few.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retails, and restaurants in Lavine? Too many, too few, about the right amount?
About the right amount.
Thank you. And thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. Dollar stores and discount chains. Yes, only yes on what, no?
What was the...
Dollar stores.
What kind of...
Dollar stores and discount chains.
Less.
Less?
Or what were my choices?
Okay. The question is, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses.
Mm-hmm.
For each, please tell me yes
and
or
I just
no.
Say yes if I want it or no if I don't?
Yeah, I mean, do you feel that, tell me if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levine, dollar stores
okay.
And discount chains, would you like to see more of that or no?
Yes.
And that would be strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Doctors' offices and hospitals, yes or no? Would you like to see more of that?
No.
No, okay, thank you. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, strongly or yes, somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Grocery stores and supermarkets. Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target. Yes or no?
Yes.
A lot? Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most likely to see more of in Levine? I have to write it down. So be very specific about the type of stores that you would like to see.
I'd like more like dining opportunities. It seems like all we have are like fast food chains. So dining opportunities. I know they talked about putting in, like, a movie venue, like a Harkins or AMC, and that would be nice, too. Target would be good, too. But I'd say mainly, like, dining that's not, dining that is not, like, a fast food chain or chain restaurant, you know, just, like, other dining options would be number one.
You mean, like a diner or like a
no, not a diner. Just other restaurants. We don't really have any restaurants. Like the only restaurants we have are like Applebee's or something. So I'd like to see other options for restaurants that would not be like a fast food restaurant.
Okay. And how about movies? We're talking about theaters, right? To go to the movies.
Yeah, movies. Movies would be good.
Okay. Let's see, movie theaters. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, that's good.
Those would be the top two.
Okay. And switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? A side problem, a mother problem, a fairly big problem, or very big problem?
I mean, I think they're constantly building more and more and more. So I think it is, there's still housing available because we're still building a lot of new developments.
So would you say that is not a problem or a slight problem? Or a mother problem?
I would say not a problem.
Okay. Thank you. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy a rental home. Is housing affordability not a problem? A very big problem, a very big problem, a mother problem, a slight problem, not a problem at all?
I'd say a slight problem. Okay. More affordable than some other areas, but it's still getting expensive.
Okay. I'm still thinking about residential development. I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each week, tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Townhouses or attached homes. Would you like to see that more?
Yes no.
Okay, thank you. How about single family detached homes?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
How about multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums? Yes or no?
No, no.
Thank you. How about housing options for seniors? Yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 10 years?
Over 10 years.
Over 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
And do you currently own your home, rent your home,
yes.
Or are you living
your
own?
We own it. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. The first one is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Do you favor or oppose?
Changing what laws?
The zoning laws.
I'm not even sure what those are, so I don't know.
You know, it's a zoning law, and they want to change it so they can build more condominiums or buildings.
I would say no, not in favor.
So you oppose that, right? Do you strongly oppose it or somewhat oppose it?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multi-family housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
No, disagree.
Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed? Okay, thank you.
Strongly.
And now change our zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Opposed or
no? I'm opposed and
somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Change zoning laws to allow the mix of single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Opposed or
no? Opposed.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. You favor or oppose?
In favor, slightly.
Somewhat?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Favor or oppose?
Opposed slightly, or somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Okay, now
how many more questions are there?
We are 91%. We only have like two more questions left.
Okay.
We're almost done. The next questions are just for statistical purposes only. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have my master's.
Oh, okay. So it's a postgraduate school, okay?
Correct.
Okay. What is your annual household income? Just tell me when I go to the right amount, less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000
to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000,
$100,000 to $125,000, more than $125,000. Sorry, I'm trying to figure it out in my head. 100 to 120. Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, you are Christine, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I have that correct. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I appreciate your
you
time.
You too.
Take care. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.